From what I'm reading is correct, at least in one county, there is an end to the bird flu problem, the avian flu problem.
Well, right now we're not classifying it as an end. It's progress. So we've been able to release the control areas around the four affected farms in Dubois County. And this is showing progress because we get to a point where certain steps in the verifying that the virus hasn't spread and that the disposal of the carcasses and those type of things are happening, and then we can start releasing those control areas. What that means is the neighboring farms, the poultry farms that are around there are under quarantine and have to do regular testing. And if they want to move birds or eggs on or off the farm, they have to have a permit. And so with that, the control areas lifted, then that removes those inconveniences and those extra measures that those neighboring farms have to take.
Okay, so this does not mean that the avian flu has been extinguished in those areas.
The four farms in Dubois County are still under quarantine, as are the two farms in Greene County. So the actual affected farms are the only ones that are currently under quarantine now with this step.
Okay, understood. So what are the next steps from here?
The next steps are each of those individual farms, all six of them, need to complete the cleaning and disinfection and disposal processes. And that means getting rid of the compost that they have on their site after it meets certain criteria to make sure that there's no virus left in the organic matter that's in that compost. Then the sites need to be completely cleaned, disinfected. And then we'll do some environmental testing. In other words, we'll take swabs in there and check the floors and the walls and the ventilation system and make sure there's no active virus in any of the barns. And then after the barns sit fallow for a little while, then they can put birds back in.
Denise, since it's looking like better days for some of these farms that were affected, how many birds in all had to be put down because of this?
A little over 171,000. They were all commercial turkeys, and it's a significant loss.
Yeah, when you say a significant loss, you're talking about the investment that these farmers had in those birds and believing they were going to be moved for food and for the and for other purposes.
Yes, this is a significant loss for these six farm families. Basically have lost their source of livelihood there. So it's a big loss. They put a lot of work into keeping these birds healthy.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked that you think it's important to point out?
Well, the other thing is just to remind folks if they own poultry, whether they're a large commercial producer or, you know, you have backyard birds that you enjoy, is that the threat from avian influenza is not over. We are seeing a lot of cases still cropping up around the Midwest. Yesterday, there were more flocks in South Dakota that were announced. So there have been about 16 new findings in 17 states in the last week. So it's still out there. We're just not seeing as much in Indiana, which is good news for us, but we're not over with this yet.